A Prayer for the Children of the Nations, Binding and Loosing. To Him who loved us and washed us from our sins in His own blood, and has made us kings and priests to His God and Father, to Him be glory and dominion forever and ever. As a King, abiding in and one with the King of Kings, in the authority given to us, in the name of Jesus Christ, we speak words of life over the children of the nations. We call all those the Lord God chose before the foundation of the world, that they should be holy and without blame before Him in love, having predestined them to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to Himself, according to the good pleasure of His will, to the praise of the glory of His grace, by which He has made them accepted in the Beloved. They are the inheritance of our Lord Jesus Christ, and we are joint heirs with Jesus Christ, so we call them our beloved children. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be Your name. Your kingdom come into the heart of our children and their bloodline. Your will be done in the life of our children and their bloodline on earth as it is in heaven. In the name of Jesus Christ, who upholds all things by the word of His power, as a fellow worker in Christ Jesus, abiding in Him and born of Him, we come boldly to the throne of grace and obtain mercy and find grace for our children and their entire house, all of their people on every side, all of their family, all of their blood from the beginning of time until the end of time, all those by adoption and all those by marriage, all their natural seed and all of their spiritual seed, and their entire nation. According to the faith of God's elect, and the acknowledgment of the truth which is according to godliness, in hope of eternal life which God, who cannot lie, promised before time began to our children and their house, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, by the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, the Father in heaven bless our children and their house and their nation, and keep them. Glory to God the Father. Grace to our children, and peace from Him who is, and who was, and who is to come, and from the seven spirits who are before His throne, and from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, and the ruler over the kings of the earth. To Him who loved our children, and washed them from their sins in His own blood, and has made our children a king and a priest to His God and Father. To Him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Grace and peace be multiplied to our children in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, as His divine power has given to our children all things that pertain to life and godliness, through the knowledge of Him who called our children by glory and virtue, by which have been given to them exceedingly great and precious promises, that through these our children may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. And we know that the Son of God has come and has given our children an understanding, that they may know Him who is true, and they are in Him who is true, in His Son, Jesus Christ. He is the true God and eternal life. He is the rock, His work is perfect, for all His ways are justice, a God of truth and without injustice. Righteous and upright is He. The righteous cry out, and the Lord hears, and delivers them out of all their troubles. Our children are taught by the Lord and established in righteousness. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. It is written in Matthew 16:19, I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. In the name of Jesus Christ, who sits at the right hand of majesty on high, as an ambassador of Christ, abiding in Christ, and Him in us, born of God and one with Him, we bind Satan and all who follow him, whether flesh or spirit, according to Ephesians 6:12, in Him who is true, in His Son, Jesus Christ. We break Satan's power over our children and their family. In Christ, him who God raised from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion, every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come. And in his name, Jesus Christ, we loose and break off of our children and their house and their nation, all principalities, powers, the rulers of the darkness of this age, spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places, and all occult activities, curses, spells, witchcraft, soothsaying, divination, and sorcery, and all soul power that does not glorify our Lord Jesus Christ. We command every curse sent against our children and their house and their nation to return to its source. Whosoever curses our children, his trouble shall return upon his own head, and his violent dealing shall come down on his own crown. May the Lord our God turn every curse into a blessing for our children and their house and their nation. For the Lord our God loves our children and their people. In the precious name of Jesus Christ, who has authority over all flesh, as an ambassador of Christ, abiding in Christ, we bind the kings of evil with chains, and the nobles of evil with fetters of iron, to execute on them the written judgment. Dishonor have all his saints. In the name of Jesus Christ, who is the head of all principality and power, and by the authority of Jesus Christ, who is from God and sent by God, as a chosen vessel of Jesus Christ to bear his name, we destroy the works of the enemy over our children and their family, and come against any soul power or emotional ties that do not glorify our Lord Jesus Christ. By the word of truth, by the power of God, by the armor of righteousness on the right hand and on the left, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and by the blood of his sacrifice, we loose our children and break off of them all generational curses, blood curses, rash vows, and we sever all unholy alliances that they or their ancestors might have made. By the authority given to us, we sever all soul ties to familiar and familial spirits. We relieve these spirits of all power over our children and loose our children from their hold in all bondage. For our children are not their own. Their body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in them, whom they have from God, and they are not their own. In the name of Jesus Christ, and by the power of the Highest, who has authority over all flesh, by the blood of Jesus Christ, we close all doors left open to Satan or any demonic influence. For the promise of God is he will make justice the measuring line in the life of our children, a righteousness the plumb line in the heart of our children. The hail will sweep away the refuge of lies they have believed, and the waters will overflow the hiding place, the secret sins and the hidden bitter roots in their heart. Their covenant with death will be annulled, and their agreement with Sheol will not stand. So by the power of the word of God, we annul any rash vow, agreement with evil, or unholy alliance that they have made, and we close the door of their heart and their life to Satan and all demonic beings. We possess the gates of those who hate us, and we close those gates by the blood of our everlasting covenant with God Almighty. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. He, Jesus our Lord, has been given the keys to Hades and of death, and together we lock the gates of hell and block all access to our children. It is written, the Lord said to my Lord, sit up my right hand, till I make your enemies your footstool. Being complete in him who is ahead of all principality and power, in his name, Jesus Christ, we command all demonic, wicked, evil, and unclean spirits to take their rightful place in the footstool of Jesus Christ. God, who is rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he loved our children, even when they were dead in trespasses, made them alive together with Christ, and raised our children up together, and made them sit together in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ, who sits with our children on the right hand of the power of God, we command Satan and all those who answer to him, flesh or spirit, to get under their feet. It is written, and the God of peace will crush Satan under your feet shortly. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with our children and their house and their nation. Amen. It is written, behold, I give you the authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. As a vessel of mercy, so that Christ might make known to our children the riches of his glory, we loose our children and their family from Satan's hold and destroy his works and his assignments in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of Man, which has come to seek and to save that which was lost. As an ambassador of Christ, abiding in Christ and one with him, we speak to you, Satan, in the mighty and precious name of Jesus of Nazareth, declared to be the Son of God with power according to the Spirit of holiness. Get behind our children, Satan, for you are an offense to them. Our children shall worship the Lord their God, and him only they shall serve. Abiding in the Son and the Father, in the precious name of our Savior, Jesus Christ, we take authority and bind all demonic spirits assigned to our children and their family, and we relieve them of their assignments. In him who is true, in his Son, Jesus Christ, in his mighty name, we take authority over all the power of the enemy, over our children and their house and their nation, and command that nothing shall grow from it ever again. It shall wither away just as the fig tree withered away when Jesus cursed it in Matthew 21:19. In Christ, we ask Father God, in the name of his beloved Son, Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of their faith, to loose the weapons of heaven to help our children and their family. Tear down all strongholds and empower wicked, unclean, or evil spirits, casting down arguments, imaginations, and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ, and being ready to punish all disobedience when their obedience is fulfilled. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God, for pulling down strongholds, casting down arguments in every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. Therefore, we loose all the weapons of heaven to pull down the strongholds of the enemy in their life and cast down the lies of the enemy which they have believed, casting down belief systems and imaginations that exalt themselves against the knowledge of God and Jesus Christ their Lord. In Christ we pray that our children and their family will turn to the Lord, that the veil is taken away from their hearts, and our children and their people are given an ear to hear what the Spirit says, and their eyes are anointed with the eye salve, so that they may see clearly. Our Lord, the Lord of hosts, is a crown of glory and a diadem of beauty. He is a spirit of justice to them who sits in judgment, and he is strength to those who turn back the battle at the gate. Lift up your heads, O you gates, and be lifted up, you everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O you gates, and lift them up, you everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Selah. As a vessel of mercy, so that Christ might make known to our children the riches of his glory, we command Satan to loose our children and their family and let them go free in the name of Jesus Christ, the mediator of the new covenant, in him who is true, in his Son, Jesus Christ. We demand that Satan and his demonic horde stop their maneuvers and schemes, their tricks and snares, their designs, their devices, and their wiles against our children and their people. For our children and their family are the children of God. Our children and their family are covered by the blood of Jesus Christ, the precious Lamb slain for them, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. The voice of the Lord makes the deer give birth and strips the forest bare. And in his temple everyone says, Glory, glory to God. The Lord sat enthroned at the flood, and the Lord sits as king forever. The Lord will give strength to his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace. Demons, listen well. In Christ we declare, in the name of Jesus, for God created all things through Jesus Christ. Our children and their family are the children of the God Most High. Our children and their people are covered by the blood of Jesus Christ, their Lord and Savior. Our children have a blood covenant relationship with the God Most High, the Lord God of hosts. Their bodies and their minds and their souls are the temple of the living God, the Most High God, the Lord God of hosts, the Ancient of Days, the Alpha and the Omega, the Creator of all things, the only true God. And the Spirit of God dwells within our children, and His banner covers them and their house and their nation. If anyone defiles the temple of God, God will destroy them, for the temple of God is holy, which temple our children are. Christ in us takes authority and commands all demons to be gone, and do not defile this temple which our children are, in any manner or by any means. In Christ we ask our Father, in the name of the Son of His love, Jesus Christ, to fill this temple which are our children with His Holy Spirit, and make them holy ground. Now hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out in their hearts by the Holy Spirit who was given to our children. May the fruits of the Spirit, which are love, joy, peace, patience, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control, be manifested in their daily life. Be still and know God. He will be exalted among the nations. He will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with our children. The God of Jacob is the refuge. Selah. In the name of Jesus Christ, the great high priest, abiding in him and one with him, we bind the spirits of doubt, deception, control, and seduction, manipulation and deceiving, intimidation, domination, bondage, destruction, idleness, laziness, and gossip, revelry, drunkenness, or drug addictions, lewdness, unrighteousness, sexual immorality, vile, passion, wickedness, strife, evil-mindedness, violence, boasting, disobedience, finger-pointing, fault-finding, critical, judgmental, religious spirits, anger, bitterness, wrath, clamor, resentment, malice, evil-speaking, filthy language, jealousy, envy, possessiveness, perceived injury, indignation, guilt, condemnation, division, lies, self-righteousness, false humility, fear, mockery, abuse, meanness, unkindness, discouragement, depression, suicide, insanity, conceit, rudeness, self-seeking, selfishness, mammon, loving money, idolatry, evil desires, boasting, disobedience, blasphemy, unthankfulness, slander, brutality, treachery, pleasure, seeking, foolishness, futile thoughts, dreamers, pride, covetousness, greed, gluttony, adultery, fornication, uncleanliness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery and divination, hatred, contentions, jealousy, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, backbiting, whispering, conceit, tumult, dissensions, hearsays, murder, kidnapping, perjury, sodomy, drunkenness, and addictions, revelries, stealing, corrupting, foolish talking, coarse jesting, stubborn, prideful, know-it-all, lawlessness, insubordination, profanity, flattery, licentiousness, and lusts of the flesh, the lust of the eye, and the pride of life, and all unnamed, evil, wicked, or unclean spirits. As God's fellow worker, in Christ we bind the arrogant, pompous, busybody, provoking, evil-thinking, undiscerning, untrustworthy, unloving, unforgiving, unmerciful, unholy, critical, judgmental, defiling, headstrong, and haughty spirits as well. As a fellow worker for the truth in Christ, we bind all spirits that cause our children to lack self-control or be haters of God, inventors of evil things, or despisers of good, abiding in God and abiding in His love, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Christ, Him being in us and we being in Christ, we bind the religious spirit, all forms of self-imposed religion, having a form of godliness but denying its power, as well as the Antichrist spirit and all unnamed demonic spirits that causes an abomination or a lie. In the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who has authority over all flesh, who is far above all principality and power and might and dominion, in every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come, who is the head of all principality and power, as an ambassador of Christ, abiding in Christ, and Him in us, we loose our children and all of their people from the power these spirits have over them, and by the authority that Jesus has given us, we set them free. Therefore, if the Son makes them free, they shall be free indeed. He, Jesus Christ, He is fairer than the sons of men. Grace is poured upon His lips. Therefore, God has blessed Him forever. Gird your sword upon your thigh, O Mighty One, your glory and your majesty. And in your majesty, ride prosperously because of truth, humility, and righteousness. And your right hand shall teach you awesome things. Your arrows are sharp in the heart of our enemies. Your throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is the scepter of your kingdom. You, Lord Jesus, love righteousness and hate wickedness. Therefore, God, our God, has anointed you with the oil of gladness. All your garments are scented with myrrh and alloys and cassia, out of the ivory palaces by which they made you glad. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Selah. Thanks be to God who gives our children the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Yours, O Lord, is the greatness, the power, and the glory, the victory, and the majesty. For all that is in heaven and in earth is yours. Yours is the kingdom, O God, and you are exalted, head over all. God abiding in us, and His love being perfected in us, we pray in the name of Jesus Christ, I am, that our children and their family will continue in the faith, firmly established and steadfast, grounded and settled, and that our children not be moved away from the hope of the gospel which they have heard. Let Jehovah Mekadesh, the Lord who sanctifies them, sanctify them in His truth. His word is truth. Let Jehovah Ra, the Lord their shepherd, guide our children with His counsel and afterward receive them to glory. Let Jehovah Sitkanu, the Lord our righteousness, bring it to pass. He shall bring forth their righteousness as a light and their justice as the noonday. Let Jehovah Jireh provide all their needs according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Let Jehovah Sabaoth, the Lord God of hosts, deliver our children from destructions. Let Jehovah Rapha, the Lord who heals, heal our children of their diseases, bind up their wounds, and heal their broken hearts. And let the peace of Jehovah Shalom, the Lord is their peace, guard their hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. In Christ we pray that our children will know without doubting that Jehovah Shema, the Lord is present, will never leave them or forsake them. Our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, will be with our children always, even to the end of the age. Thanks be to Jehovah Nissa, the Lord is my banner, who gives our children victory through the Lord Jesus Christ. Because Jesus keeps our children and their people safe, the wicked one cannot touch our children. For the Lord Most High is awesome. He is a great king over all the earth. Whatever we loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Therefore, we loose the angels, the ministering spirits, to minister to our children their every need. In Christ we beseech God to give His angels charge over our children, to keep them in all their ways. In Christ we loose the blessing of the covenant over our children and their family. In Christ we loose the blessing of Deuteronomy 28 over our children and their people. Let all these blessings come upon our children and overtake them, because our children obey the voice of the Lord their God. Blessed shall our children be in the city, and blessed shall our children be in the country. Blessed shall be the fruit of their body, the produce of their ground, and the increase of their herds, the increase of their cattle, and the offspring of their flocks. Blessed shall be their basket and their kneading bowl. Blessed shall they be when they come in, and blessed shall they be when they go out. The Lord will cause their enemies, who rise against our children and their house and their nation, to be defeated before their face. They shall come out against them one way, and flee before them seven ways. The Lord will command the blessing on our children, in their storehouses, and in all to which they set their hand. And he will bless our children and their people, in the land which the Lord their God is giving them. The Lord will establish our children in their house and their nation, as a holy people to himself, just as he has sworn to our children, if our children and their people keep the commandments of the Lord their God and walk in his ways. Our children shall keep the commandments of the Lord always, and they will walk in his ways. Then all the peoples of the earth shall see that our children and their people are called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of them. And the Lord will grant our children plenty of goods, in the fruit of their body, in the increase of their livestock, and in the produce of their ground, in the land of which the Lord swore to their fathers to give our children. The Lord will open to our children his good treasure, the heavens, to give the rain to their land in its season, and to bless all the work of their hand. They shall lend to many, but our children shall not borrow. And the Lord will make our children the head and not the tail. They shall be above only and not be beneath, if they heed the commandments of the Lord their God. Oh, how great is your goodness, which you have laid up for those who fear you, O Lord, which you have prepared for those who trust in you, in the presence of the sons of man. Blessed is the family whose God is the Lord, and the people whom he has chosen as his own inheritance. The Lord looks from heaven. He sees all the sons of man. From the place of his habitation he looks on all the inhabitants of the earth. He fashions their hearts individually and considers all their works. In Christ we pray that the Lord God will remember our children and their house and their nation with the favor he has toward his people, that our children and their family may see the benefit of his salvation, that our children and their people see the benefit of his chosen ones, that our children may rejoice in the gladness of his nation, that they may glory with his inheritance. Lord, in Christ we ask that your will now be done, and we thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, in Jesus' name, who is the head of all principality and power, and by his authority which he has given to us in Christ, we declare it done. Thank you, Lord, for watching over your word to perform it. We have thought, O God, on your loving kindness in the midst of your temple. According to your name, O God, so is your praise to the ends of the earth. Your hand is full of righteousness. As a fellow worker for the truth, abiding in the Son and the Father, and one with them, in truth and in faith, we sanctify our children and their entire bloodline, their nation, and all of their people. By the blood of the Lamb of God, we sanctify their time so that they will always be in the will of God through the communion of the Holy Spirit, and we sanctify their space by the overpowering presence of God who has made his home in them. Now may the God of peace himself sanctify them completely, and may their whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. We ask and receive all these things. Concerning this prayer of faith, that we pray for our children and their house, we come into agreement with them, with our Father in heaven, the Spirit of truth, and the Word of life. Being of one accord in prayer, we pray with confidence. We continue petitioning fervently the Lord to let it be to our children and their descendants, according to his word, and what we have asked shall be given to them and their house. We ask our Father in heaven, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, believing that our children, their descendants, and their nation receive all we ask for them, knowing that it is the will of God, and he hears us. For yours, O Lord, is the glory and the power and the kingdom forever. In Jesus' name, So be it.